Yo, today's QOD is your mouth is the most important organ for making money. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Rabbi Daniel Lappin back on the show. I love when Rabbi Lappin's on the show. He just keeps it so real. And today he's going to talk about how in order to become more prosperous and financially free, you're going to have to be able to use your mouth. It reminds me of that saying, the closed mouth does not get fed. You're going to have to talk. You're going to have to speak. You're going to have to articulate. And this is still something I struggle with. Sometimes I'm like, gosh, I can become such a better articulator. And I love this exercise that he's going to give us. And when you do this, and I'm actually going to start doing this on my own, because again, I do see lots of improvement from my articulation. I mumble my words a lot. When I was a kid, what would they call me? Oh, what's the, it's like a cartoon character, Tasmanian Devil. My brother would call me that. Because, you know, Tasmanian Devil, you can't understand what it says. And so I would talk, people would be like, what? Like, what are you talking about, Tasmanian Devil? And so I've come a long way, but there's definitely a little work still to be done. And so I encourage you to do the work as well. And that way you can build better relationships. You can handle objections when you're doing sales. And you can just make more money by using your most important organ, which is your mouthpiece. Rabbi Daniel Lappin, he's coming up.
And so I'm going to leave you now with a very specific thing that you all absolutely need to do. And if you do this, I promise you that, when am I coming back, Pastor Rob? 6 months?
6 months.
I promise you in 6 months' time, you're going to come up to me and thank me for what I'm about to tell you. You've got to improve your ability to communicate and articulate. Your mouth is your most important organ for making money. It's how you get a job. It's how you sell yourself. It's how you sell your products. It's how you sell your company. It's how you make new connections and new friends and add to your growing Rolodex. It's funny, kids today have no idea what a Rolodex is. It's the contact list on your iPhone. So do you remember Rolodexes? It sort of dates you a little bit because people don't know what they are. But all right, you want to know? Pay attention now. And after this, you can all relax. If you want to increase dramatically your ability to articulate ideas, express yourself fluently and effectively, what you need to do is read aloud from a good book, maybe even the good book, it doesn't matter. Read aloud from a good book for 20 to 30 minutes, three times a week. That's not asking a lot. Your friends will not recognize you, not in a year, in 2 months, your friends won't recognize you. Magic takes place in our minds when our own ears hear our own lips and tongue saying words. That's one of the reasons that psyching yourself up works. Have you noticed, whether it's in sports or anywhere else? If you've got a tough sales call coming up, and before you say it, you say, this is going to go really well. This is going to go well. I'm going to walk in there. I'm going to do what I have to do. And this particular prospect is signing on. Now, you don't know any of that, but the more you can say it, the better it becomes, right? We were talking a little earlier about confidence, giving your children the gift of confidence, right? Part of that is being able to talk to yourself, but it's not enough to think it. Everybody, any coach knows that your players have to hear themselves saying those things. In the same way, when you read aloud, and pick a decent book, you know, don't read People magazine. It's got to be something worthwhile, because you are looking for a book that sounds the way you would like to sound. Pick a book. There's really a million decent books. There's not a problem. Pick a good book. Now, sometimes you sort of feel a bit of an idiot reading aloud. It's like, hey, didn't he read to learn to read without moving his lips? So, you know, do it in the bathroom when there's no one around. Or better yet, rent a kid to read to, because kids are really happy. There's a business idea, by the way, renting out kids. I know some of you are saying nobody would rent my kids, but you'd be surprised. Well, what happens is when you do that, the kid, you know, kid's perfectly happy to listen to you read. Your spouse, this works pretty well for me, excepting my wife goes to sleep as soon as I read to her, which worries me a lot because, you know, what if that actually is part of my whole makeup, putting people to sleep? This would be very depressing. I'd starve to death. So, but that's what you got to do. I'm making a joke out of it, but I'm very serious. If you make that commitment, you will be startled at your expanded vocabulary. You'll be startled about how easily things spring to mind, how easily you're able to deal with objections. You see, many, many sales training programs give you the lists. Here, if the prospect says this, this is what you must say, the prospect says. But if you learn it by heart so as it's like a script, then you sound insincere. And you are. And that's why I've been speaking about last night and today, changing yourself, becoming a different person, becoming a person who communicates comfortably, a person who articulates effectively, a person who speaks fluently. Because that way, once you then, coupled with the fact that you've had some training and what sort of, but then it flows out of you naturally in your own words. And you sound like somebody I want to be friends with, because the more you speak, the more I have a window into your soul, as long as I don't think you're just spouting out lines. And so that is really a very crucial and fundamental point. Speak, read aloud 3 times a week, 20 to 30 minutes a time, depending on your enthusiasm, and you'll be astounded. You'll be absolutely astounded. Become a different person. And you are exercising, never mind the gym. You know, and if you want to be on the treadmill while you're reading aloud, that's fine. But as important as it is to train your body, it's just as important, if not more important, to train your soul. Because we are not just bodies, we are bodies and souls. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't even say we are bodies that contain a soul. I'd say we are souls that are wrapped up in a body. And learning to speak effectively is a measure of your soul, not of your body. So go for it.
That was Rabbi Daniel Lappin. His website is rabbidaniellappin.com. You can watch today's talk on YouTube. It is called Financial Summit 16, Session 5, Rabbi Daniel Lappin. All right, my friend, episode number 5 of Mindset Coach, my new solo podcast, drops today. Check that out on your favorite podcasting platform. Also, pick up QOD Show merch at the merch store at seancroxton.com/merch. I'm out. Follow me on Instagram. Peace.